Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
A law summer intern was reportedly tossed from an elite Manhattan law firm after repeatedly baring the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth. A summer associate at white shoe firm Sydney Austin began biting colleagues and roaring at them on her first day.
First day.
And by the time she was canned, her body count had reached double digits. Insiders told the site Above the Law. The bites were not in an aggressive, were beefing way, but rather a faux, quirky, manic pixie dream girl crossed with a Donner Party vibe, according to the outlet.
A Donner Party vibe, okay.
Though I've seen pics of the results post Bigler Biter, and Nibbler is probably too tame of a word, it's unclear why so many people let this go before reporting the Big Law Biter. But the rumor is she's otherwise personable, and there was some reluctance to elevate the matter. A jaw-dropping account of the chomping spree was posted on X, and the girl sank her teeth into 10 colleagues,
damn,
including other summer interns, associate lawyers, even an HR rep at the firm's 7th Avenue offices.
That's who you want to target, is the HR rep.
It was such a repeated thing that her office mate started wearing long sleeve shirts to the office because she kept getting bit. An image also posted on X shows a mouth-sized bruise on someone's outer bicep, an injury allegedly inflicted by the naughting intern. The firm declined to comment, but an insider told the Post the intern bit only 5 employees.
Oh, okay.
And that exaggerations were now flooding the internet.
Well, I mean, she bit 5 people, man.
Yeah.
That's plenty.
My God, I will never forget. I cannot remember what kind of show we were doing. I'm not sure where it was. Might have been at the Showbox.
It was.
Or Showbox Soda.
Soda, yeah.
It was
Soda.
Definitely a Showbox Soda. And we had some rock girls there. I don't know if it was a rock girl gala. I don't know if it was just one of our regular shows. Rock girls always showed up.
Yeah.
But one girl in the dressing area, she was having she was having a time of it. Whatever was going on with her.
What did you observe?
Well, I didn't really observe anything. And I wasn't really talking to her at the time. Matter of fact, I was talking to Gilby Clark. He used to be a guitarist in Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, yeah. What band was he in when he showed up? But yeah, I remember him being there.
I'm not sure if he was doing solo stuff or whatever the deal is. Anyway, I think he was playing with a band or he was there to watch a band. So he leaves and I'm in there with like 2 rock girls. I sit on the couch for a minute just to take a rest. They're talking to each other. I have no idea. She grabbed my arm and picked it up and just chomped right down into it. And I don't even know this woman. I don't know her name. I have never been introduced to her. I have no idea who she is.
Maybe she was an intern.
I had seen her before. She was, in fact, a rock girl.
Sure.
But the bite mark on my arm, based on her condition, seriously worried me. Like, I was like, I'm dead serious. I know this is exaggerated. But
did she break the skin?
Is she rabid? Am I going to get some kind of meth disease? Does she have, like, an infectious mouth, whatever? Like, anytime you're bit by anything.
Did it break the skin?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Her two front teeth broke my skin. It was bleeding. And I'm just like, what is going on?
Did she say anything?
Well, no. I was like, I saw Dave in the hallway.
Yeah.
Hair club. And I'm like, hair club? I was like, dude. I was like, I just got bit by a rock girl. And he's like, what did you say to her? And I'm like, I didn't say anything.
That's
like,
a fair first
and
question.
And he's like, BS, Montgomery. I know you. What came out of your mouth? What did you say to this woman? And I was like, Dave, I swear to Christ, I didn't say anything. I was like, look at this thing, man. And it was starting to bleed. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. So, I go into the bathroom where most people in there in the stall are doing coke.
Yeah.
And wash my forearm off, man. But it kept bleeding throughout the night. I'm like, this is absolutely ridiculous. So, I went home. I did the isopropyl alcohol thing. I was worried for a while that the thing was going to get infected and swell up. But I just couldn't believe it. I was like, what in the F is going on?
And she didn't
man?
Say anything.
This was early in the night. I mean, I'm not even sure the second band had come out or whatever the deal was. I don't even remember who it was. Buck Cherry, somebody, whatever the deal was. It's like, Jesus Christ, man. What the F was that? How did a tooth or teeth figure into the story? 206-803-ROCK.
But she seriously didn't say anything.
Nothing. She would not let go. That was the thing. She wouldn't let go. I was like, I thought she was just kidding around.
Yeah.
And then it kept getting worse and worse and worse. And I was like, holy Christ. Like, what? Let go of my freaking arm, dude, with your mouth. I almost punched her.
That's such a stupid story.
It's so stupid. I was like, to this day, it's one of those moments where I'm just like, I cannot believe that happened.
Oh, yeah.
What in the hell, dude?
Good times. Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Here, give me one quick second. I want to take my headphone out and put it on regular phone. Sorry, I'm still working, and I thought I timed this better, so I apologize.
Mike thought you did, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
There we go. All right.
All right. So this is back in the late 80s. I'm in college. I'm a sophomore in college. And in high school, I took a diving class that was offered at school. It was pretty cool. And I learned how to do a bunch of different flips and dives and all that. Well, I'm in school. I've been skiing since I was 5, so I'm a shredder. And one day I decided that I was going to try to do a backflip. Since I can do it in diving class, I thought, well, shoot, I'm going to try it skiing. And found a perfect jump for it. Go to do the jump. And back then, you had the bigger the skis, the cooler you were. So I had like 210s. So they're really, really long. And I go, I hit the jump. I kick as hard as I can, flip back. And as I'm upside down and do that kick, my ski goes flying off into the air. And I come around and land and crash because I'm on one ski. And as I'm laying there on the ground, the ski comes down out of the air and hits me right in the face and knocks three of my front teeth out.
Oh, damn, wow. Man.
How much blood was that?
Oh, it also was my lips too. My lips were all swollen and, just blood everywhere. And I'm still up at the mountains and I got to go back to school. And,
were you able to find your teeth in the snow or did you just keep them in your mouth?
Well, two of them ended up in my mouth and one was gone in the snow. But, I was in school too. So then I was all embarrassed and I couldn't go to class because my lips are all swollen. I'm missing my front teeth. I had to go back to Seattle and, do the dentist thing. And they ended up putting like a fake tooth in where I could pop them out.
Yeah.
And that was the fun thing to do at the parties because I'm in college. I'd drop them in people's drinks when I was at a kegger and stuff.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
And the one thing that sucks now, though, is, I was 19, 20 years old and now I'm 57. And over time, your teeth change, and that bridge just stayed the same. So,
yeah, so they just stay white, right?
Yeah, so they don't. It doesn't match up as well.
Now with the bridge, is that something that you take out and put back in, like a retainer?
Well, no, these are permanent now. These are permanent.
Because I do remember when people used to have like a retainer they would put in that would take the spot of the teeth were missing.
We know a guy.
Partial. I thought they were called a partial.
Is it called a partial?
Is that what the partial is?
Right. If it's just like one or two teeth, you can like take them out and put them back in.
Yeah, there's a guy that we know. He lives in Portland now.
Yeah.
And I did not know. I didn't know he had fake teeth. Right. I had no idea at all. And so I had known this guy for about 2 years at this point. We partied together a lot at the time. And I saw him. And one time, we're back at his place. Everyone's still drinking. And I look over at him. And like his four front teeth just aren't there. Now, keep in mind, like 20 minutes before that, they had been in his mouth. So I'm staring at him like, what? So I kind of go into the kitchen. He's pouring himself a drink. I'm like, hey, man, I'm not trying to get up in your business, but what the F just happened to your teeth? He's like, what are you talking about? I said, you had a full set of teeth. You're missing at least four teeth. He's like, oh, yeah. And he pulled the thing out, the partial. I had no idea. And he clipped it back in. And I'm like, I did not know that. He's like, you didn't know? I'm like, well, you didn't tell me. I would never think to ask.
Right.
And I never gave much thought to your teeth until four of them were missing, as I perceived it, within minutes of you formally having a full set of teeth.
So I know another buddy that has like a partial just for like part of a tooth.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't really notice, but once in a while, like, it'll just fall out.
Does he realize when it happens, or
yes,
you got to point it
out? Yes, he'll be like,
oh, really?
And it's like, what's wrong? But you got to, it's such a small part. I think you got it fixed
what
now.
What do you do when you're eating with a group of people, with the potential of that thing to come out? I mean, do you take it out and put it on the table?
I think it depends on where the teeth are.
Sure.
Or maybe what you're eating. I don't know.
The people that always freak me out, man, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a specific, like, you know, this tooth is diseased, but you'll see someone has just a normal set of teeth in their mouth, but there's that one, and it's always up front, that is just yellow and kind of brown.
Or black.
And one person who has that, and I like this guy, I'm a fan of this guy, but Joe Flacco, all right? Been in the league for 20 years now. I don't know what it is, but ever since, and I feel like it's just getting worse. So even when he kind of first started with the Ravens, you know, he would talk, and he's a decent human being. So he would smile in his interviews, and I'm like, man, I always focus on this one brown tooth, right? And so it's 20 years later, and they're talking to him now because he's, you know, the backup for everybody. And I'm like, you have so much money. Like, how do you not get that fixed, man?
Yeah.
You can't not see. Even Terrell Suggs.
Well, I was going to say, Terrell Suggs, he was the one where you interviewed him. You're just like looking at his mouth, and all you saw were gums.
Gums.
It was all gums.
And he's teeny tiny.
But he got that fixed.
Yes, he did.
He eventually got
that
fixed.
Because he has a mirror.
I mean, I think for Joe Flacco, just more of a, there's something wrong with it.
Might be a dead tooth.
You don't think so? I don't know, man. It always bugged me because I would always just focus on it and fixate. And I'm like, that's not fair. The man's talking about whatever, and I hear nothing.
How did a tooth or teeth figure into the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Andy. Welcome to the men's room.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I use that term loosely.
Hola.
I have a great tooth story. It does not involve any real teeth.
Okay.
I used to work at a dental lab where we made dentures. And at one point, I had taken a few teeth home with me just because I'm a freaking weirdo. And at Halloween, I decided to talk with my buddies and get into a fake fight with me at the bar. And we had some of those blood capsules you could use if you were a vampire.
Yeah.
And so we got into a pretty good fake fight. We really hit each other a couple times to make it look like we were really doing it. And we both ended up spitting out a couple bloody teeth on the bar floor and really freaking some people out. It was so much fun.
How old were you when you did this?
I was about 22, 23.
Yeah, that's about the right window. Did you know the bartender? Did you know a lot of people who were around you when you did this?
Oh, we knew a lot of people. We were regulars at this place, me and Dave. And they just about pooped themselves when we started getting into this fight because we were good friends. And, oh, it was fantastic. There was blood splatter and a couple teeth laying on the ground. And
so you were just packing your mouth like with a skull bandit with these teeth and you're ready to spit them out.
Yeah, it was great.
I don't know if I could put someone else's teeth in my mouth, to be honest with you.
Well, it's making dentures.
They're fake. Oh, they're fake teeth.
Yeah, they're fake teeth for dentures.
Oh, God. All right.
I'm curious, man, how does someone get into the world of making dentures?
I needed a part-time job when I was in college, and I applied for the job. They said, do you have any special skills? I said, oh, I'm an automotive guy. I work on stuff. And, oh, great. You can put polish and texture on the dentures for the final. I'm like, okay, cool.
So what is the process of making dentures? Obviously, you got to measure out someone's mouth, blah, blah, blah. But when you...
Yeah, so we get a wax mold in, like you're making jewelry. We get a wax mold into their mouth, and we do a cast release of it with this resin plastic. It set the teeth in it and all that kind of stuff. And it like a centrifugal force would spin all the heated wax out in the polymer into it. And then we'd take them and deburr them and polish them and make them all smooth. And sometimes they'd come back. We'd have to fit into their gums a little bit better.
All right, what about the paint job, right? So one of the things I've heard lately is, like, even when you go to the dentist, when I look around, they'll offer caps and all that kind of thing, but they have their tooth color chart, right? So instead of just being pure white teeth, which no one other than little kids has anymore, like, and it goes from, you know, average adult yellowish to, like, I smoke meth brown, which amazes me that you would even give someone false teeth if the rest of their real teeth are already in that bad of shape. But did you also paint them?
It's just like painting anything. You add tint to the polymers and mix it all up, and you get your shades right, and away you go.
Well, I don't know if you've noticed Rex Ryan. His
super white teeth.
I mean, I don't know how the hell he got them that white, but those cannot be his teeth.
There's no way
man. How did a tooth or teeth figure into the story? 206-803-ROCK. I mean, back to the Flacco thing. I should be thinking foot fetish, but I'm not.
Oh,
I'm
just, when you watch him talk, like, dude.
I'm just staring at his teeth the entire time.
Yeah.
Because they're so white and they're so perfect. Like, I'm fixated on it.
You know who...
I'm not even listening to what the hell he's saying.
It's one of those things I never noticed through the course of this guy's career. It just popped up online one time. But, Ben Affleck, all right? So you see him speak now. People make fun of him. He is who he is, but he has a great set of teeth. And someone posted, they said, look at Ben Affleck from Good Will Hunting, the first time we ever got to know who he is, and look at his teeth now. He had some of the most jacked teeth.
Oh, really?
Dude, I'm telling you, like, he definitely got the Hollywood makeover.
Oh, look at, I mean, there's a ton of people, right?
With the bad teeth that transfer.
Well, I mean, I don't know that they're awful. The problem
his
is,
were actually
there's
awful.
So many people now that, like, have them, that, like, people with normal teeth look weird.
Right, there's
like,
no
Ed
doubt
Sheeran,
about
it. I don't know that Ed Sheeran had the worst teeth, but he just
he's from England.
He didn't have perfect, so now he's got them.
All right.
Gucci Mane is a prime example. I think he was missing some. But there is a lot of people who are just, like, in Hollywood especially, or even in some circles, when you get kind of upper echelon, it's like, that guy's got, like, his teeth aren't perfect. Like, well, he's got normal teeth.
I get it. But I'm telling you, dude, seriously, Google, like, Ben Affleck, Good Will Hunting, his teeth. It is, you're like, hey, superstar, not, you needed to fix those. He made the right decision.
How did a tooth or teeth figure into the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Ben Affleck, my Google's like, new teeth?
Is that seriously what it said?
Yeah.
Damn.
I guess... Yeah.
I mean, look at that mouth. It's an upgrade, brother. A severe upgrade. I would not be happy if that were my mouth. Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So back in 2013, I was at Pain in the Grass out at the Gorge. It was my first time anywhere close to a mosh pit at a concert, and I got a tooth knocked out. I didn't even want to go in the mosh pit. I was just standing on the outskirts, and a bunch of people rushed in, pulled me in with them, and I was getting pushed around all over the place. And finally, someone pushed me out, and I went flying at this girl who had a huge light stick. And I didn't even have time to close my mouth. It just hit my tooth directly, one of my top front teeth, like the most prominent teeth we have in our mouths. And it just went flying off into the crowd.
So you did not find it? It's just gone?
I never saw it again. Some janitor probably found it.
Does this distract you from enjoying Pain in the Grass? Or you just say, F it, I'll deal with it later?
Basically, I stayed there the whole time. It was the first night. I toughed it out. And I just ate stuff on the side of my mouth. And well, one of my friends drove, so I didn't want to make him leave early. So I just... tough it out, but it was a lot of fun.
How long did you wait to replace it?
Oh, I called my dentist the next day, actually, and he offered to call in medicine for me, but I was in the middle of nowhere, obviously.
Right.
So,
there are plenty of things there that can help numb you up. That I know for a fact.
Yeah. Well, we did it for 2 or 3 days in a row one time.
Yeah.
And we always had to be there early, but I can't remember who it was. It was like the Cult was doing a sound check or whatever. So we get down to the front to just check him out. And, man, I remember looking down on the ground. There's, like, guitar picks. There's a necklace on the ground. There's
everything.
Little earrings down there. I'm just like, Jesus Christ. How did a tooth or teeth figure into the story? 206-803-ROCK.
I have a buddy. We used to toss beers to each other.
Yeah.
This is only a few years ago, especially at his place. It's not as big. But he threw one day, and it just, kind of like DK Metcalf these days, just went right through my hands.
That's the analogy.
Yeah, I mean, had to get one off.
Yeah, that's fair. That's
I mean, I can't explain to you how loud the sound was. It hit my two front teeth. I cover my teeth. There's like one, like, you know, like the, those seconds kind of tick off. And he's like, are you okay? And I'm like, oh, you know what? I think I am.
Yeah, you checked the Wiggler fashion.
How they didn't break my teeth, I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds bad, man.
It was awful.
You know, it's funny, you know.
Like, not that awful. They were fine.
Little kids get that wiggly tooth, and it depends on the kid. But both of my kids freaked out because, like you were saying, Miles, you had a wiggly tooth.
Yep.
Once you know it's there, you will not leave it alone. But it bugs you. It's like when you realize some part of your body hurts, so you keep touching it, right?
Yeah.
So my son, I remember, he's just kind of like, man, Dad, this tooth is wiggly. He'd lost a few teeth, so he knows what's up. But this one just wouldn't come out of his mouth. And I was like, it is hanging on by a hair. Bro, let me just yank it out of your mouth. And I mean, I almost had to chase him around his room and get him in a headlock. I said, it's not even going to hurt. He's like, yeah, it's going to be the worst thing in the world. So basically got him down on the bed. I'm like, just open your mouth. I'm like, we're just going to get this thing out. I yanked it out. He's like waiting to scream. I'm like, we're done. He's like, what? I said, it's in my hand. I showed him. He's like, oh, yeah, it wasn't that bad. I was like, I was trying to tell you that, man. Yeah. I'm chase you
but,
over.
But
it was, I get it. Trust me. Yes. I understand why he thought it was going to be terrible. But I'm like, just let me
trust
get
me.
It out.
With Jeff,
it's driving you
with
crazy.
Jeff with a door in the fishing line. I was like, one, two. All right, just give me another second.
You just got to slam it.
Yeah, I know. Basically, that's what he did. He did it on two.
Yeah, I've done one, that a couple of things with my kids.
Boom.
Yeah.
God, that's when it finally came out.
I mean, my brother's 7 years older, so it was...
Yeah, no problem yanking him out.
Oh, none at all. I mean, it was definitely, we tied it. We used the fishing line one time. He was, like, excited.
Yeah, my brother would yank mine out, too, man. And
see, it's a bonus having an older brother. They yank out your teeth.
Well, that's the thing. But, I mean, I had the same paranoia, you know, as my son did. But I had to let him do it, man. And it just, your fear of it is considerably worse than pain, right?
Correct.
But he would just, because he'd see me, like, moving my tongue in my mouth. He's like, what do you do? Well, I got another loose tooth. He's like, let me pull it out. I'm like, I don't think it's ready. And I mean, his hand's already in my mouth. Tooth gone. It's like, okay.
I mean, it's the same way. Like I don't really mind needles.
Sure.
Right? But even out, you still get a little anxious. And then it's like, all right, yeah, they put it in. Blah, blah, blah.
Not, God, the kids, man. You tell them they got to go to the doctor. The only question they have is about needles. And they're at the age where I'm like, look, I don't know if you're going to get a shot or not. But once that needle comes out, the amount of paranoia, and it's the same thing every time. Was it that bad? No, it really wasn't. I mean, the one
get the shots easy. Yeah, draw blood that sucks.
Yes.
How did a tooth or teeth figure into the story? 206-803-ROB.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
10 best hair metal ballads of all time coming up at 4:30 as we sit and spin with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Morning Show. In the meantime, our question, how did a tooth or teeth figure into the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Wendy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola.
So, Wendy, what happened?
So, my husband, for years, talked about holes in his teeth, and they were bugging him. And I'm like, go to the dentist, go to the dentist. Finally goes a couple years ago. Went to the specialist, and the specialist said, you and your wife need to come in. Okay, so we go in, and he shows me x-rays of his teeth, and literally, my husband had holes in his teeth, the bottom jaw, the backs of his teeth looked like somebody had taken a shovel and dug out the back of his teeth. And $35,000 later,
my
husband has new teeth.
Okay.
Now, when you saw these teeth in the x-ray, did you puke in your mouth a little saying, I've been kissing that mouth?
Well, and I had, again, for years, he talked about the holes, and I didn't quite get it. You know, you have, between your teeth, you have stuff get stuck, la, la, la. If you make a fist where your index finger hits your palm and open it a little bit, he had holes in his teeth.
What do they think that's from? Just lack of hygiene or what?
Well, found out that, you know, we all have acid in our mouth.
Yeah.
And he has a very high concentrate of acid. And he's a mouthwash user, which has a lot of acid in it. Chewing for a bazillion years.
Tobacco?
He does. Go ahead.
I said tobacco? Is he chewing tobacco?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
For many, many years, which he hasn't done for many years now. But it was just amazing, all the different things, the toothpaste, the mouthwash, and of course, you know, caffeine, sodas.
But he has a very unique situation. A lot of people do all those things.
How much pain was he in?
You know, he commented on, again, how much, it hurt, and couldn't eat certain things and stuff. It's like, go to the dentist. Typical guy, no offense, guys.
No, we know.
Go to the dentist. And finally, a couple years ago, dentist sent him to the specialist, and the specialist went, hello.
Yeah, then $35,000 later, there you go.
Good times.
Okay.
I will say this. Look, as a dude, obviously, if I think there's something wrong with my junk, I'm at the doctor, but I do not mess with my mouth.
No,
right?
It's just too bothersome.
And it seems like anything that goes wrong in your mouth potentially can reach other parts of your body.
Yeah.
You know, and all these different dangers. I will say, one of the last times I went to the dentist, and again, this is on
me.
Don't
you have acid in your mouth?
No, I have unusually high mineral counts in my saliva.
Okay.
And I said that, you say that to all the guys. She's like, I don't. Like, I was kidding. But anyway, so one of the last times I went, I'm sure they tell you, I just never look. I just have a quote-unquote dentist appointment. I go. When I get there, and I always try to do it early in the morning before I come into work. Well, on this day, they're like, hey, man, we're doing the deep clean. It's like, fine, whatever. And I mean, they're in there for an hour. Your gums hurt and all this. But they inject you with all this crap, all the locals, so you don't feel what they're doing. And but the one thing she said, look, wait about an hour and a half before you eat. She didn't say why. She just waited an hour and a half before you eat. And like anything, I completely ignored her advice and ate about 20 minutes later. And I remember I had a roast beef sandwich, right? And I'm sitting at the desk. I eat the roast beef sandwich. This is why they tell you to wait, because when your mouth's numb, you don't realize you're just chewing your cheeks.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I mean, and you don't realize it. So I'm taking these big-ass bites of my roast beef sandwich, and as I'm chewing it, my cheek is also in the roast beef. So when the local starts to wear off, and we're doing the show, man, my mouth hurts so bad, and when I ran my tongue over it, I realized, like, I completely chewed the inside of my cheeks, and it takes, like, 3 or 4 days for them to heal back up.
How did a tooth or teeth figure into the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Dude, it sucked.
That's brutal.
It and like I said, you just can't feel, so you're just chewing. And in my mind, I'm like, this is some tough roast beef. It's my own mouth that I'm chewing. Hello, Jake. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I'm pretty sure my mother was the reason why they invented the Mr. Yuck sticker.
Okay.
So my mother, this is probably mid-50s, late-50s. She's a kid, baby teeth. And grandma had a bottle of something up in the upper kitchen cabinet that out of reach of children. And my mother decided one day, I want to see what that's about. And so she crawled up on the counter, found the bottle, took a big old glug of it, and it was a bottle of lye.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it not only ruined her baby teeth, but it rotted her permanent teeth.
Ooh. Starting when? Like as soon as they descended?
Honestly, I just know she didn't have permanent teeth. And my mother basically went through school without any teeth, even when she graduated high school.
That had to be fantastic. Wow. Have you seen her yearbook photo?
Well, my mother is actually stunning. Until she smiles, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair. But she has all fake teeth now, good-looking veneers, all that.
Well, she's lived with dentures the rest of her life.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
What is lye exactly? I've heard of it. I mean, what is it used for? What is the practical application to have that in your home?
Soap, I believe.
It's not soap.
It's super cleaning purposes.
But not on the human body.
My mom grew up on a farm. And so lye was probably for cleaning purposes.
Okay. My understanding, the mob used lye. You know what I mean? Like, it's a seriously concentrated, super caustic, whatever.
But there's a whole season on The Wire, right? That's how they got covering up the dead bodies. Oh. They put them in those vacant homes and throw the lye.
Oh, so they used to go to Home Depot and buy bags of lime. So is lime the same as lye?
I don't think it's the same. I don't think so.
Like that you would chalk a baseball field with. That's what they were covering the bodies with.
I think it was lye.
Okay. Maybe it is.
Way. But yeah, lye, I remember from the 70s, we never had it in my home, but a couple of my friends' parents did. It was always in the garage. And like I said, it's next to gasoline, all kinds of things that you know not fit for human consumption.
Ted, do not Google how do you cover a dead body in lye or lime.
Why? I'm going to go the wire first.
All right. Okay.
That's the way to do it.
I'm pretty sure it was lye, not lime.
We've all got a weird Google history, but that one might take it over the edge.
What do you got, Mike?
So lye is a strong alkali, which is like a sodium or potassium hydroxide. It's a crucial chemical for making soap, cleaning drains, and preparing certain foods. Bagels, pretzels, and hominy, it says.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Huh.
How did a tooth or teeth figure into the story? 206-803-ROCK.
That's weird.
Hello, Edgar. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, right out of high school, I had a friend that worked at a pathology lab. I'm not sure if it was a pathology lab disposal office or whatever, but whenever they go in and take out a tumor or have to take out a bone or whatever, they have to, anything that comes out of the body, they have to look at and inspect, and then they can say, yeah, it's not cancerous or whatever. So anyway, at the end of the day, she just had to clear everything that had been looked at during the day and run it through a disposal. Well, I had to swing by and pick up the key to their truck because I needed to move a couch. And I said, hey, anything interesting today? And she goes, yeah. Oh, well, yeah, it's gone. I said, what was it? He says, well, they did an x-ray on a guy and they wasn't sure what it was, but a tumor or whatever, but they found it. The x-ray showed a tooth. So they kind of knew what it was. I guess sometimes when a twin is developing, another twin will actually get absorbed into the cell. At the cell level, one cell gets moved, and then as one twin grows, the other one doesn't grow, but it's inside. You ever heard of this?
Oh, yeah. Tumors grow teeth.
Yeah.
Which is just terrifying. Which is just crazy. It sounds like it's eating you. I mean, it is eating you from the inside. Yeah, that's nuts.
What?
No, they. You're right.
Seen that where it basically it's like teeth and hair, and that's attached.
It's
to
a blob.
Whatever the membrane is, but it's so disturbing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And but generally, yeah, the explanation is that you absorbed another twin, which isn't creepy sounding at all.
Mm-hmm. How did a tooth or teeth figure into the story? 206-803-ROCK.
On that note, I was just reading about, don't ask me why, some kind of sand shark. Not sand shark, there's some prefix before sand shark. All right, so they have these eggs, and there's however many embryos in there. And essentially, so I guess they have like two birthing chambers, right? Sharks do the live birth. So there's the eggs in both birthing chambers. Say there's, I don't know, eight eggs in there or something like that. But essentially, these sharks, as embryos, fight and eat each other. And then the sharks, they will give birth to two pups at a time, one from each chamber. And essentially, it is the last man standing.
Damn.
Right. So, I mean,
so it's, like squid, it's like Squid Games inside of a shark.
Right. But they're eating each other. And the embryos. What do you got?
Here it is right here. Smithsonian Magazine. Baby sand tiger sharks devour their siblings while still in the womb.
Yeah, and then whichever one survives is born, and then on the other side, the other tube, right, then that one survives.
What if the two battle it out when they come out?
That's what I mean, man. Or maybe they don't give birth until it's settled.
But why are sharks so angry?
Dude, I mean, I'm like, that is crazy.
You know what I went through to get here?
I was supposed to be a twin. I killed him in the womb.
I'm a bite a human.
Yeah, Jesus, man.
If I had to beat up my brother to be born, I'd be biting people, too.
Yeah, I would definitely. Mm-hmm. I'd be throwing
hands. It's like one of those last man standing wrestling matches.
Yeah, exactly. Except it's before you're born.
How did a tooth or teeth figure into the story? 206-803-ROCK.
They call it intrauterine cannibalization.
God!
Yeah.
There's nothing about that that sounds sexy.
Wow.
Okay. Hello, Walton. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello?
Hola.
Hola.
So, Walt, what went on with your teeth?
Broke one of my front teeth, the one on the left. I was sleeping at a summer camp on the top bunk. I fell out and broke my tooth.
So you fell off on the floor?
Yeah, it was like a concrete floor.
Did you ever get it replaced?
Yes.
Okay.
You did get it replaced. Okay.
How long ago was this?
I got a crown in when I was 7 or 8.
All right. That's a terrible aspect of Army life, and I can guarantee a Boy Scout life, because I slept on a top bunk for 3 summers in a row, and I was absolutely terrified every night I slept.
Really?
Yes.
Because
they were rounded off edges on the beds, man.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer,
plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wasn't recent.
How did a tooth or teeth figure into the story? 206-803-ROCK. Look, we have a caller on line 7.
Steve. Hello. I'm getting there, man. God damn it.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, dudes.
Hola. People are embarrassing.
I just didn't expect that.
No.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great.
So, in 2018, I went and saw Nine Inch Nails in California, and I was in my mid-30s at the time, so I was kind of like, all right, I'll be a wallflower, I guess, just watch the show. Midway through the show, I decide I'm going to get in the pit. Did about 3 songs, and halfway through a song, I just remember this 20-year-old kid, a young kid, flying through the air. I'm thrashing up, and he just takes a chomp out of my eyebrow.
What?
And immediately blood just everywhere. And I look at him, and I'm like, dude, are you okay? And he totally was like, dude, are you okay? And ended up being fine, didn't get stitches, didn't even butterfly it, made it through the whole show. By the end of the show, my whole face is covered in blood, and it was definitely, it was one of the best kind of end of the moshing times for me.
Yeah, sounds like the way to go, man.
Yeah.
Damn.
Chris, that's the only story you have? Like, all those years working security at Showbox, nobody tried to bite you?
No, I have not personally gotten bitten, but I've had several coworkers get bitten, and it's always the smaller ladies. They are voracious. I mean, it's wild. When you have to tell them to do anything, they're like, they'll use any means necessary.
But see, one thing I'll always say about Showbox, and I thought it was a brilliant move, because I always said, look, you know, If a bouncer's going to get physical because you've just pushed the limit too far, they're not going to go after women, right? It's going to be the dude and get slammed on her head, punched in the face, whatever it takes, because you just pushed them too far. And so a lot of chicks would get away with just running their mouth and a bouncer and saying horrible things because they know the bouncer's not really going to do anything. You might ask them to leave, but they're not going to physically interact, right? And you'd go to Showbox, and they had the toughest chick working the door, and it made a difference. Right.
Yeah.
Suddenly, because mm-hmm. like, hey, listen, we got the chick in the back. And if you see her, you understand you don't have a shot against her. And every time I'd see her interact, she'd just kind of, because she'd be like in the backstage area and she'd get a little call on the radio and she'd just look at me and roll her eyes like some stupid little bitch. And you'd watch her walk out there. And like he said, it's this tiny chick who's probably going to bite people. And they would see her. And without even listening to the conversation, I can see their body language change because it's like, oh, this chick can beat my ass. And no one can say anything about it. And all of a sudden, they were a lot more cooperative all of a sudden. Yeah. And I'm like, that is a brilliant move, man.
How did a tooth or teeth figure into the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right, so 1973, I'm 10 years old, Christmas morning, driving down a hill with my buddy who got a new bike for Christmas. And I was riding his. Down near the bottom of the hill, there's a culvert with a creek going under it, under the driveway. and handlebars came off.
Of course they did.
The only thing that broke my fall was my face. I'm laying there. I got bleeding. I look on the ground in the gravel, and I see three teeth. So I pick them up and put them in my pocket. And my buddy helps me up to his house, opens the door, his grandma faints. His old man drives me up the street to my house, and one of my six older sisters works for the dentist, thank God. So she called the dentist, and this happened over in Kirkland. Met down in Juanita at the dentist place at noon on Christmas morning, and he shoved the teeth back in my mouth.
And did they stick again?
That one of them took, the other one rotted, so I had to have that one. About a month later, he had to pull that one back out and give me a prosthetic.
That's crazy to me. I never knew before today
that you could replace a tooth of a fellow
and have a reasonable shot of
the
root back.
System would connect or whatever the deal is.
Yeah, no, one of them took, and you know they were my front teeth, and then at home, my old man's pulling out of the driveway with me and my sister in the car to go down to the dentist. My buddy rides up on his bike, knocks on the window, and my dad rolls it down. He goes, "Here, I found another tooth."
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So was, did you get the other two replaced?
I think one of them, I think I was young enough to where one of them wasn't permanent, so it grew back.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that's right. Nice thing. From a parent's point of view, you know, if the kid, you know, is at recess and he, I don't know, fell to Jungle Jam and he broke out three of his teeth, you know, me and the wife are looking at each other, still baby teeth, right? Like, yeah, don't worry about it.
I would almost rather have the whole teeth get knocked, the whole tooth gone, than just to have a big, huge chip, you know, where it's like it's just deformed. Did you chip your tooth eating something?
Well, yeah, but then I got it taken out.
Exactly. I'd almost rather just have the whole thing pulled out. What were you eating?
Oh, you know what? I was eating an oyster, and I give raw oysters a little chew so I don't choke on them.
Did you have what, a little piece of shell
in there?
I thought it was shell. In retrospect, though,
could have been a pearl.
I don't know, but I know at some point it was part of my tooth, and I kept crunching it and eating it
because
I didn't want to spit it out. I was in front of a bunch of people. I didn't want to look like a jackass.
Right.
So, yeah, like that caller said earlier about dumb guy stuff. So I was like, oh, no big deal. And I mean, within hours, like, I was like, man, that tooth hurts. And then the next day, it's like, that tooth really hurts. I mean, it was 2 or 3 days. And then, you know, I went to see the dentist, and they're like, we need to do a root canal today.
Oh, damn.
Because I didn't realize, like, whatever, I don't know if there was a piece of shell in it, whatever it was, it definitely chipped a tooth. And
it's raw oyster.
Taryn Daly, Steve Mix from the Daily Mix Morning Show coming up. We're going to sit and spin. Today we have for you the 10 best hair metal ballads of all times. And we got your emails coming up next in the Men's Room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ugh.
could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.